Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's the easiest way in the world, you know, is to just sort of stand back and watch and gather your information and...
Hey there, everybody. Happy Thursday to you all. I am still recovering, and I don't know if you are still recovering from that April new music mega blast. That was incredible, wasn't it? I'd love to hear your opinion on that. Did you like the way the presentation was? Did you enjoy just having the voices? Do you miss the commentary that Jim and I provide when we do new music? I'd love to hear from you on this topic. Anybody wants to get in touch, please get in touch on Twitter. We're at SuburbsPod. And you can send us an email, rock@suburbspod, and just tell us if you liked that. And would you like it to be that way going forward? Again, like I said, I'm exhausted, folks. That was exhausting, putting all that work together in one day. And so today we're just going to have a very quick episode so everybody can kind of cool down, recover. And I just want to take a few minutes here, literally a few minutes, to say happy birthday to Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks is 73 today. She was born on May 26, 1948 in Phoenix, Arizona. Stevie got into the music business really early. She was about 18 years old. It was the mid-60s, and she met her future musical and romantic partner, Lindsey Buckingham, during her senior year in high school. She saw Buckingham performing, and she joined him in harmony and thought, wow, this is it. You know, it was kind of one of those things. And of course, Buckingham and Nicks put a record together. They went on to join Fleetwood Mac, and I think they had some success with Fleetwood Mac. And Stevie had written a whole bunch of songs that didn't quite make it with Fleetwood Mac, since they had so many excellent songwriters in that band. And of course, went on to in the 70s to have massive success with Fleetwood Mac, and also with her solo albums. And it's just an incredible career she's enjoyed all the way up until this day. She's still out there performing when she can. And it's great to have Stevie in the world, and she's done some amazing things. And I want to point out to you guys, if you're not too exhausted from listening to all the April new music mega blast that was out there, if you haven't gone back and listened to it again, sometimes you have to listen to it a couple times. It's so great. I want to say there's a lot of interesting Fleetwood Mac content that has been produced by Suburbs Pod, the podcast you're listening to. And you can go back to episode 1257, where Mike Wagner and Vasant Ramamurthy fill in for Jim and me, and they talk about early Fleetwood Mac, the pre-Buckingham Nicks work. So that's really interesting. Also, if you remember this, folks, Jim and I and Mike Wagner, again, were lucky enough to get an interview with a producer and engineer, Hernan Ronas, and Ken Calais, who produced and engineered Fleetwood Mac's Tusk. Go back and listen to that. That's an incredible interview, episode 972. Episode 826, there was Mike Wagner again. He talked a little bit about Fleetwood Mac. And let's see, if you remember back in 2019, Jim and I were lucky enough to interview Fleetwood Mac keyboardist Ricky Peterson. So there's a two-part interview out there with Ricky, episode 560 and 561. And then on episode 22, yes, folks, 2-2, all the way back in 2017, was the 40th anniversary of Fleetwood Mac's Rumours turned 40 years old, and Jim and I discussed the album. And go back and listen to that. That's a lot of fun to listen to. Way back in the vault. So you can find all those things at suburbspod.com, and follow us, as I said, on the socials. Follow us wherever you get quality podcasts. Sign up, tell your friends, and give us some feedback. We'd love to hear what you think about what we're doing. Please get in touch, and we'll respond the best we can, when we can, why we can. And as I said, this is it. This is a quick little check-in for you guys to keep it rolling. Tomorrow we're going to have a patron episode with Eric Lorenz, and that's going to be a lot of fun. He's going to talk about some significant albums from a certain year, and that would be good. Jim and I talked to Eric just recently. So once again, thanks everybody for tuning in. Take a deep breath, put a cold cloth on your head, lay down, and just relax for a little bit and recover from the new music blast. And we're going to play out with a great hit single from Stevie Nicks' first studio album, Belladonna. It was released in July 27th, 1981. And we're going to hear the song Edge of 17. It was a number 11 hit. Happy birthday, Stevie, if you're out there. From Suburbs Pod to you, happy B-Day. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Just like the white winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the white winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Tricked a few people.